Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, of course, the big news yesterday, Seattle awarded an NHL expansion team. It is awesome, and we are celebrating here at The Rock. You can celebrate, too, by getting your own KISW hockey jersey. These are sweet, man. They're also customizable, which means, yeah, you can get your name, you can get your number, any choice you want, name and number. Almost any, right? Are we? We're not like the NFL. You can put anything on there?
Yeah, you can put Dongmaster if you want, 69.
Okay.
Dongmaster, 69. You can get the captaincy on there, too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Look at you assuming that people are going to assume, you know what?
Well, if your name's Dongmaster and you're number 69, clearly you're the captain of the team.
That's true. You are the captain.
Rockaholic just texted in saying they ordered three of them.
Whoa. Yeah.
This actually would be cool if you're a men's league team. A lot of times it's a pain in the ass to get everyone to pony up and get the jerseys, and someone has to collect all the money and then send it off to a company. Now you can have everyone individually do it on your team and become team rockers.
Oh, I had thought about that, yeah. And look, if you see these jerseys, the logo is sweet. Plus, again, your own name and number on the back. You're absolutely right, Steve. What a great idea.
Yeah, if you have a men's league team and you guys are hurting for jerseys, this is a good way to do it.
If you want more info, you want to get these jerseys, you want to see how sweet they look, man, you just go to KISW.com.
Let's play B. Migs. It's time to play the game. Do everybody scream his name. B. Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa! B. Migs, you're a loser. It is time to beat Migs, or we could whack him instead. It is Whack It Wednesday.
Whack it.
And, well...
Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky, then.
All right.
Rev is a little rusty. He was ready to move on. Forgot about Mr. Wacky.
Wacky.
Come on, buddy. You act like you haven't been on the radio for a while.
Well, it's been a minute. And, little rust there. But Steve hasn't been rusty at all.
No.
Well, yesterday, he did great. So,
thank you, Rev.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, yeah. You know what? Are you sure? Are you sure you're okay over there, buddy?
No, I'm... Okay, whatever. Let's just get to our contestant. We've got Carter in Tacoma. Carter, are you there, sir?
Absolutely.
Nice. What's he playing for today, Steve?
He's really playing for VIP tickets to check out Miles Kennedy and Company. They're at the Moore Theater on December 16th. And you'll be entered for a chance to win an acoustic guitar that's autographed by Miles. And if you're curious what the VIP package includes, early admission, sound check access, a Q&A with Miles, a photo with Miles, and a signed Miles Kennedy poster.
Wow.
If you want tickets to the show, you can get them at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Get out.
For those playing at home, Carter will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Carter, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Nice. What singer played the role of Uncle Jesse in the 2005 movie The Duke's a Hazzard?
John Stamos.
No.
Pat.
Who played the title role in the 1997 movie George of the Jungle?
Brendan Fraser.
Yes. What does the network ABC stand for?
American Broadcasting Company.
Yes. What are baby sharks known as?
Swan.
No.
No. Cub.
No.
Puck.
Yes. How many days were there in the ancient Egyptian year?
200.
No.
300.
No.
365.
Yes. What was the original flavor of Lifesavers candy?
Cherry.
No.
Original flavor, you said?
Yeah.
Orange.
No.
Great.
No. On the Full Metal Jacket poster, the helmet had the words "Born to What" written on it.
Hill.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct.
Well, not too shabby.
No,
right down the middle.
Right down the middle. He answered more of the ones that he got too. I mean,
yeah, that's exactly cool. what happened.
If we went by percentages, it would be a little bit better.
Expert play by play.
Yeah, I don't really have either there. Yeah, don't be looking for any hockey play by play for me. I can barely do it on this thing, and I've been doing this for how many years?
You know something? Nobody is going to look to you for sports in any particular fashion.
You know what? I should start doing it then. As soon as the hockey comes to this place.
Seattle. Yeah. Seattle. Do you know where you live? You know what? This is Seattle. Who are you, Gary Bettman? You don't know where the hell we are?
Yeah.
Where we were. He just wanted to establish that it was in Washington.
That's what it was.
Seattle. Washington.
Washington.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, whatever. Steve, are you ready?
Yes! Yes! Yes!
What singer played the role of Uncle Jesse in the 2005 movie The Dukes of Hazzard?
Willie Nelson.
Yes! Who played the title role in the 1997 movie George of the Jungle?
Brendan Fraser?
Yes.
Nice.
Why do I know that? I don't know. What does the network ABC stand for?
American Broadcasting Company.
Yes.
Merck.
What are baby sharks known as?
Sharkies.
No.
Sharky. Sharks. Sharkalinis?
No.
Sharkalinis, yeah.
Sharks. No. How many days were there in the ancient Egyptian year?
365.
Yes. What was the original flavor of Lifesavers candy?
Is it butterscotch?
No.
Yeah. Those are great.
Those are awesome.
Mm. I know. He's really gross.
Mint? Yes.
Good job.
On the Full Metal Jacket poster, the helmet had the words "Born to What" written on it.
Kill.
Yes. Who had the hit in 1965 with the song "My Girl"?
Otis Day.
No.
The Commodores.
No.
Oh, my girl. Talking about my girl.
My girl.
I'm going to go with Chris Martin from Coldplay.
No.
That's it. Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Steve, you win 6-5.
Sorry, Carter.
Sorry, Carter.
It's all good.
Yeah, man. What a way.
So close.
Hey, I made it.
The world's greatest. Wow.
I don't think I can do that.
He didn't know Willie Nelson. That seemed to be the deciding factor. Also didn't go with peppermint. So, unfortunately, Carter didn't.
A lot of folks, you can tell how old somebody is because you just assume, okay, the flavor of the candies, like in the fruit flavors and all the fruit.
Yeah.
Forgetting that it started as a mint.
Mm-hmm. Baby sharks. He did know that they were known as pups.
Yeah. Would you have accepted baby sharks? I just did that to piss him off. Sorry.
God, I hate that song. It's a little kid song. I don't even know why you don't know about it, Danny, but somehow I know about
really
it.
A really annoying song, and I always send Rev the video, and he hates it because it gets stuck in his head.
Yep. Oh, you baby shark roll him.
Yep.
Love it. Does anybody know who did that song, My Girl?
Is it Stevie Wonder?
No.
Oh.
The Temptations.
Oh, gosh.
I said the Commodores.
You did.
You were very close. I thought you were going to get it there, but
I ran out of ideas.
You did. Chris Martin from Coldplay. Congratulations, though, Steve. You won with 6 correct.
That's right, man. That means caller 6. You are the one getting the VIP tickets to see Miles Kennedy and company at the Moore Theater on December 16th. Caller number 6. You got to call Danny's cell phone, 206-449-1181, because our old number is still broken. 206-449-1181 for caller number 6, just like that.
Nice.
Good job, Danny.
Hey, thanks.
Good job, Danny, for letting us use your phone.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, send some pics for my birthday.
All right, so, of course, we're excited about hockey here in Seattle since we got a team yesterday. But let's talk a little basketball because there's a Cal State Northridge basketball fan who screams every time an opposing player shoots a free throw. Of course, she's trying to get him off his game.
Okay.
You know, that's why she's doing it. They even featured her on SportsCenter last night.
Ali goes to the free throw line, and now we hear a lady from Northridge yell.
Every free throw.
Come on. Settle down.
She was doing it all night.
All night.
All night.
In the Northridge jersey.
Correct. Where do you get one of those?
At the Northridge team store, right there on campus.
.edu or .com?
Here we come.
Birds.
Big free throw here.
I'm surprised they even let her do that.
Yeah, it's you really can't stop them. It's not like a golf match, I guess, where they really will maybe go over. I don't know if they pull you out of there.
I'd be so pissed if I'm sitting next to her, though. I'd be like, shut the hell up.
I agree
already.
With you. I agree with you that she might be told to shut up if, in fact, fans around go, dude, we can't take this.
Unless she's hot. And then everyone's just like, yeah, you keep doing that.
Yeah, it's a good call.
Buy you a beer.
Yeah, it's a good call.
My mom got kicked out of a basketball game, or one of my cousin's basketball games one time because she was screaming at the ref, and they escorted her out because she was, like, too over the top when she was
Anthony Kiedis from the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah. She was like holding her glasses out and being like, here, ref, you can't see. And, you know, and she got kicked out. It was fantastic.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's the I find that to be a problem. If she's not using vulgarity, they shouldn't throw her out of the game. Or was she?
No, she wasn't.
Yeah,
well, so she didn't call him a dirty MF-er?
No.
Yeah, then I mean, you know what? I think you get to say whatever you want to say as a fan at a basketball, baseball, football, or hockey game. Again, golf is too snooty for that, but I'm like, come on.
I'd be super annoyed though if someone's screaming the whole time next to me.
Do we find out who this woman is?
It's right there.
Oh, there she is.
She looks like the Reb with long hair.
Yeah, she does.
Why you gotta be so rude, man?
That's a compliment. I think you're very attractive.
Yeah, oh, well, thank you.
She really does look like she could be a member of your family. And she doesn't look pleasant when she's doing it either.
No.
No, she doesn't, yeah.
That's just intensity. I love that there's a clip of her yelling, and some guy's just walking by, and he kind of just gives her a look like, what the hell?
Yeah. I know. He probably just thought, like, well, lady, what are you doing? Not really, because this just goes to show you they're not even paying attention to the action.
She gives off, like, a weird dinosaur face, too, when she does.
Yeah,
like,
she does. Like, she doesn't look happy, and
doesn't look happy. Ma'am, you do not look happy.
No, she really doesn't. It looked empty, too. The place, I mean, you can hear her because it's just so empty in there.
Yeah, I'm shocked that what league, what team is this?
Cal State, whatever you call it.
Yeah, I'm shocked they're not packing the joint.
Yeah. Yeah, nice try, lady.
Hey, somebody sent us a text since we're talking about hockey, and the KSW hockey jerseys are available at the Rock Shop.
They look sweet.
We're debating on what names it could be, and I know this has come up before, but it's always fun just to kind of go over that according to one texter. And I remember seeing something like this with the Oakview Group, which is the group that's bringing the NHL here to Seattle. Lywicki, Jerry Bruckheimer, right. Bonderman, and all those people. They registered 13 domain names for names.
Oh, really?
So I'm curious what you think of some of these.
Because I have a buddy from Buffalo who heard, he asked me, because he's, I've known him for years, and he's like, are you guys stoked? Because, of course, you know, we'll see his team.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what do we got going on over there?
I'll be honest, like, yesterday we were talking about the whole black and white scheme, and then Danny joked about there being the orcas. But I do, not orcas, but the killer whales would be a pretty cool name.
Yeah.
The Seattle killer whales.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't hate it.
All right, so these are the 13 domain names. The Emeralds. Mm. Not feeling that.
Yuck.
I like it.
You're not feeling it because you know the jerseys would be green.
And it would be green, and emerald doesn't sound tough.
Mm. You're right. It doesn't sound tough.
Now, if it was emeralds, like the cook, then I'm in.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Fair enough.
Oh, that would be a great.
Bam!
What a logo that would be.
He scored. Bam! Top shelf, baby.
That would be so funny to call yourself the Emeralds. I love that.
The Totems.
Yeah, I'm more and more digging that name.
I love that one.
Yeah.
See, and I was talking to a really big NHN in Denver that I'm friends with, and he hates the Totems.
Well, he doesn't know the history of the Totems here in Seattle.
And that's what I said. I was like, there's a whole history behind it. And he was like, well, they're going to be made fun of a lot if they're that name from other teams. And I was like, I mean, I see what you're saying, but
we have a team called the Mighty Ducks.
That's true.
Yeah, and I was telling my buddy from Buffalo, because I gave him the same reason. Yeah. He's like, the Totems. And I said, dude, and I talked about a team that because we both worked together in Rochester. There are a team that's been there for the AHL, the Americans. They call them the Americs.
Yep.
And the thing
is a weird abbreviation.
It is, but that's what they do. But you know, if they got an NHL
Americs.
If they got an NHL team in Rochester, I'm like, how could you not call them the Americs or the Americans? Because that team's been there for so long, just like with the great history of the Totems.
And the irony is that they only have one American player on the team.
you're absolutely right, dude.
The Rainiers. I'm not opposed to that.
Yeah. Yeah, the Rainiers is a great name.
I mean, I think it's kind of a cool nod to, obviously, the baseball. But I don't know if people are going to be pissed because there's a minor league baseball team already called the Rainiers.
And yeah, again, I think the Totems, since it's hockey, feels like if you're going to give a nod, you probably should go that way.
The Evergreens.
No.
Nope. Yeah. Not feeling that one either.
No, probably not.
It's not
like,
tough.
It sounds like Febreze. Like evergreen Febreze smell.
Right.
What's the logo going to be?
The Wintergreens or something.
Yeah. Is it going to be a tree throwing needles at you? I mean, what's the toughness of that thing?
Now, I think we're looking at it the wrong way. I know we're thinking about color scheme and jerseys.
And
I'm
toughness.
Thinking mascots. Because I know the Philadelphia, was it the Philadelphia?
Yeah, Gritty.
Gritty, he's the weirdest looking mascot. We need something weirder.
I think we need to figure out a way to trade to get Gritty as Seattle's. I still like Grungy and just kind of do a version of him, but have him dressed like, you know, Eddie Vedder from the 90s.
Okay. Grungy could be a guy.
Climbs on everything, every game.
Yeah, the Seattle Grungy. The Kraken.
I love that one.
See, I hated that one at first, but the more I see it, and I've seen like a lot of people make these mock designs for it, and just like the fun absurdity of the name, I'm starting to dig that. Release the Kraken.
And then the mascot could be named Phil. Phil the Kraken.
Oh, I like
middle name Mai.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I will tell you this. Also, for us geeks, and we are kind of a geeky place, the Kraken is a big part of geek culture. The Kraken shows up in a lot of games and movies and things.
Plus, it's a sweet rum.
Yeah.
And I would get the tattoo, and it would be great.
Yeah. And there was that commercial. Isn't there like a drink or something I've seen with the dude from Walking Dead, and there's a Kraken at the bar, and it just gives everybody their drinks? I don't know if you've seen that commercial, but it was a pretty badass commercial.
It's fun, and it does sound cool. And at first, I was so anti it, but the more I hear it, it's like, the Kraken's kind of all right. I'm feeling it.
Like before every game, they got to release the Kraken, and then our mascot comes out.
Yes.
I think
grungy. It has to be like one of the mascots.
Grungy to make up. We release the Kraken instead of any better guy comes up. Of course, people go, oh, yeah, Seattle has legalized marijuana. We forgot.
They're stoned. They forgot they could have something that looks like a Kraken be their mascot.
But how awesome would it be to have somebody skating around and has a bunch of legs just kind of flailing about?
Yeah, I like it.
All right, Renegades.
I like that.
The Renegades is not a horrible name. I just don't know.
Sponsored by Jeep.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what it has to do with us.
See, I think of there's a book by an actual local writer. It's called Renegades and about superheroes.
See, Renegades just sounds kind of like a beer league hockey team name. You know, very generic. I'm not really feeling that
fair.
One.
Yeah.
Sea Lions.
No.
Ugh.
There was the California Golden Seals, and I feel like it's close.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
I don't know. I feel like you got Sea Wolves. Seahawks,
yeah,
and Sea Lions.
That's right.
Yeah, Sea Kraken. Next one, Firebirds. That also feels very beer league hockey.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Not I like Firehawks.
Firehawks.
I don't know why. Like, it would
you
just
already
be a different
have Hawks
thing.
Though.
I know, but Ice Hawks, Firehawks. It'd be ironic. It'd be great.
Well, Cougars. I don't think you can go with Cougars.
Can't do it.
No.
Yeah, there's just no way you can do it because the Husky fans would be pissed, and vice versa.
Eagles.
Oh, no, we're not going to go with anybody.
Seattle Eagles?
No.
Seals is another one.
No.
Whales? I like killer whales. If they go killer whales, I'm totally in.
Yeah.
I think you got to have the killer in there.
Oh, my God.
It's like Golden Knights has Golden Knights, not just the Knights.
Right.
But you can abbreviate it by calling them the whales.
Yeah.
They would have the cutest stuffed animals. I want it.
I like I'm with that. Especially black and white color scheme, killer whales would be pretty sick.
I like the killer whales, and hopefully we won't have a protest like they did in Tampa when they said, we don't believe a team should have the name Devil in it, so we don't want you to call them Devil Rays no more. I mean, seriously, so that's why they had to take it off their uniforms. I'm like, yeah, they're not overly religious down there now, are they?
Mm. And then Sockeyes.
Yeah, see, a lot of folks have been digging that Sockeye name and thinking
I still had more than Sockeye.
I do, too. Well, I know, because you want people to go give them
head.
Yeah.
See, the name's cool, but I'm thinking, like, the actual animal itself, and when it comes to jerseys and merchandise and mascot, it doesn't sound so cool.
I like Kraken. All of a sudden, the Kraken's really, like, it's growing on me, because you can release the Kraken and have that whole thing where the mascot comes out. I'm kind of digging it.
Yeah. I think it would be a really cool look.
Yeah. And we do love our
Kraken
octopi.
Kraken or killer whales. Those are my two favorites right
and
now.
And I can't argue with killer whale either. I think that, that would be cool. And I wouldn't argue with totems if, in fact, only because of the history. So those are the top three. I think one of those three should make it.
Another person says, what about the Chiefs? As a nod to Chiefs Seattle.
The only problem is the Kansas City Chiefs. But I agree that it's a cool thing for Chiefs Seattle, but the Chiefs, I just don't. And then you got the Spokane Chiefs, which I think that's a minor league team.
That's a
right?
WHL team.
Yeah, and so I just don't. I don't know if I like that.
And then somebody says, Kraken, so people accidentally call it the Crackheads, and that's perfect.
Yeah, it works out well.
The fans can be called the Crackheads.
Oh, my gosh, this is awesome. I think this is the idea, the Crackheads. You're absolutely right. God dang this.
And then we could sponsor it, and we could have a Crack Rock Night.
Yeah, dude, it's got to be the Kraken.
Join us for Crack Rock Night at the Seattle Center Arena.
It is perfect.
Wow.
We're made for this. We are made for this name.
We're going to
have candy, like a box of candy. It's just Crack Rock.
Crack Rock Night. What could possibly go wrong with that promotion?
Oh, my God. There's going to be a lot of people showing up. They're going to be very pissed off that that's not real.
Hey, Vicky, can we throw up a poll and see out of, like, we pick three or four names and see?
So which are the three that we think?
The
Kraken.
The Kraken.
Killer Whales.
Yes.
And
I think, you know what? I think we got to do totems and Sockeyes. I think, because I think a lot of folks like Sockeyes. I think those are the top four, don't you think?
Yeah, but then some people love the Metropolitan. Obviously, that's not on the list of trademark because somebody owns the rights to that. My buddy Paul bought the rights to the Seattle Metropolitans.
What?
And he's the guy that's been merchandising, like, jerseys and hats. So if they do want to get that name, I'd imagine they have to pay him some coin.
See, I feel bad because I don't want to cost them any money, but I don't want to call the team the Metropolitans.
I'm opposed, and I like Paul. Don't get me wrong. Paul's a nice guy. But I am 100% opposed to the Metropolitans. I know there's history to it. And you know what? I think it's cool that the Seahawks and Russell Wilson and all of them were given props to Seattle getting an NHL franchise, but I think they need to understand that we're not getting the NHL back. All of them keep saying, congrats, we got the NHL back here in Seattle. We've had a pro hockey team that won the Stanley Cup, but they weren't in the NHL.
A lot of folks forget that. Yeah.
It's a stupid little thing. I'm not going to get all worked up over it because the sentiment is awesome that the Seahawks and Coach Carroll and Russell Wilson all put out tweets celebrating the fact that hockey is coming to Seattle, but we're not getting the NHL back. I know it's a minor detail, but it's... You know, as a hockey fan, you kind of like, oh, come on, man.
Yeah, a lot of folks don't know the Stanley Cup predates the NHL.
Yep. It was just a tournament / trophy that was won by different organizations all across. And Seattle was the first American franchise to win that cup.
So I say no Metropolitans. We throw up the thing. So we've got the top four. We have got the Sockeyes. We've got the Totems. We've got the Killer Whales. And we've got the Kraken.
I like how we added the killer part, even though that's not even in there.
They just call it the
Whales. They called it the Whales.
Oh, no, they got to be killer whales, guys.
Yeah, you got to put the killer whales. It just sounds so much cooler.
See, I'm thinking the reason they don't have it is I think they probably think people would protest.
But we're not killing whales. There's an actual mammal called the killer whale, right?
And that's what you got to call it. Don't we have killer? I mean, and plus it's a great hockey name, the killer whales. Gosh, come on, guys. It's hockey. Can't we? Don't just call them the whales.
Crack Rock Night coming soon.
Yeah. I like the Kraken. That's my favorite.
And then we're the Crackheads.
Yes.
Oh, dude, I know. You've got to see, and unfortunately, you know.
I know that they'll probably. Hockey's a cool sport. You know, I understand that, like, you know, the NFL, like, didn't like that people were calling CenturyLink the clink. I get that, unless you're Brandon Browner and it's appropriate. But, you know. I understand why they get a little bit, but hockey's a little bit more salty.
Exactly.
A little bit more, you know, blue collar in a sense. I think they could get a kick out of the fact that the fan base is called the Crackheads.
Hell, if they're letting Griswold or Gritty, what's that guy's
Gritty.
Name?
Gritty.
That guy definitely looks like a crackhead. So come on. The NHL knows what's up.
And that's why we have to get Gritty.
Yeah. All right. We can trade for Gritty, and he can be, he can be the Kraken's buddy. All right. Why would a guy take someone out for their first date? To his grandma's funeral. Great first date. I'll tell you why, tell you how it happened. It's 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. There's a woman in England whose story about a once-in-a-lifetime Tinder date is going viral. Apparently, what happened, she was recently matched with a dude, and he asked her to wear a black dress for a surprise first date. She's like, all right, why not? And when she showed up, the surprise was he was taking her to her grandmother's funeral. Jeez, what?
Surprise!
Who does these things?
What was the food situation like there, though?
Well, sometimes, yeah, you get good food
sometimes
at funerals.
Good spread, yeah.
See, I'm with you on
a party.
That. Yeah.
I mean, this is all weird.
Yeah, it's, yeah, jeez. Here's what happened. His grandma
died.
Well, we know that.
Okay.
Yeah. She found out that he had recently broke up with his girlfriend, and his family didn't know, and they were very excited to meet this girlfriend that he had broken up with, so he decided to get a stand-in, which was this girl. But she didn't know she was a stand-in and surely didn't know she was going to a funeral.
This sounds like a crappy plot to a crappy 80s movie.
Yep.
Right. This is like a worse version of Wedding Crashers.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And in an 80s...
Steve Guttenberg stars in.
Exactly.
The Goot.
That's right.
And in an 80s movie, it would work out where they'd be happily ever after. That's how it usually works in those crappy 80s movies. It
doesn't typically end with someone disabling their Tinder account and blocking that person.
Yeah.
Which I'd imagine she did, or maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah, she stayed for the whole thing because she said the dude was holding her hand. He was crying, so she was really like, I can't leave him like this.
Why would you want your first date to be bringing somebody somewhere where you're going to be emotional?
I know, dude. It's just...
You know?
It's completely ridiculous.
That's nuts.
But I can see this being a couple who I knew he was the one for me. Because I have talked to couples that have had, like, the first date I thought, or the first way they encountered each other, like on a matchmaking network. I've heard the story and I thought, how did she not run and scream and go, don't ever call me again?
How is that not a red flag?
Yeah, and yet they found it really cute and said, you know what? And I really got, and I'm like, he seems like he was a weirdo. I can't believe you stayed. Because it was, there are situations like this where if you're the girl, you're out.
Wow.
And she didn't want to order an Uber. She was thinking about it, but she's like, I have got to have an Uber come to a funeral home. So she decided to stay for the whole thing. But then as soon as it was over, she said, you got to take me home. And we haven't heard any word if they're going to have a second date. The guy basically.
Of course there's not going to be a second date.
Oh, you don't think?
Yeah.
yeah.
I mean, what do you do for a second date if your first date is a funeral?
That is a tough one.
Like somebody's...
You spread the ashes.
Circumcision Aww. Party?
Oh, yes.
That's it. The circumcision party.
Yeah. Gender reveal.
The gender reveal.
There you yeah. go. Those yep. are always fun.
See, baby shower.
The funeral is not a good way to start.
It's no.
Just, no, that's not a good first date.
I mean,
date,
every date after that's going to be better.
Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah, I had thought about that. You're right. You hope.
You've seen my family at their most emotional.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So, yeah, this dude says, yeah, you know what? Let's go on our first date and wear a black dress. I got a surprise for you. And, yeah, it was his grandma's funeral. That was the surprise. So, based on this, because this was a very odd date, we want to know, what is the oddest date that you have been on? Well, we still got to call Danny's cell phone. So 206-449-1181. That's the number to call. 206-449-1181. You can also text us at 77999. What was the oddest date that you have been on? Your calls, your texts after Floyd on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. So this guy said, hey, I want you to come on a Tinder date with me and wear a black dress for a surprise. And what happened? She shows up and he takes her to a funeral. That was a very odd date. Very odd. 206-449-1181. That is the number to call if you've had an odd date. We want to hear about that. 206-449-1181. You can also text us at 77999.
One texter said, I took my now fiance on our first date to pick up a friend who had just gotten out of prison.
Oh.
We just had our 8-year anniversary.
Wow.
Speaking of prison and people who have dated prisoners, your daughter's in the room, DJ.
Oh, that's lovely.
Oh, hey. I've been on quite the weird dates. One of them actually was with all of you. I would say that was pretty weird.
That was my favorite date ever.
Hell yeah, it was. That was awesome.
I got a free steak out of that deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did.
It was really good.
I drank a few martinis, so it was good for me, too.
Yeah, we gave away a date with my daughter when she was first on this. She was, I think you were still an intern. And yet, you know what? The company's like, I got an idea. We're going to sell her off. Great.
Yeah, it didn't really work.
No.
But another weird one I was on is I went on a double date with my friend's twin brother, which I already think twins are weird. So I already thought that was like, oh, okay, you're cool. So I guess I'll go out with your twin brother.
Wait, so you were friends with the twin?
Yeah, who was a girl.
Okay.
Yeah, who set me up with her twin brother.
Oh, I thought it was two dudes. I was like, that's weird that he wouldn't want to date you, but he wanted his brother who looks like him to date.
Yeah. So we went to a comedy show, and we were kind of late, so the couples had to kind of split off. So we weren't really sitting next to each other, but I was sitting with my date that I didn't really know. Mm-hmm. He ended up getting obliterated, and he was one of those people that was yelling at the comic.
Oh boy.
Like just crazy stuff. The bodyguards came over to him twice and was like, you need to shut the F up.
Yeah, buddy.
Like, you need to calm down. He didn't calm down. He proceeded to get louder and louder. And I was just next to him like, I don't really know him. Like, I'm sorry.
I know his twin.
I know his twin, but I don't know him. And then he eventually got kicked out.
Did you fall out with him?
Hell no. I was here to see the comic and I barely knew this dude. I was like, I'm not leaving. But then when we the show ended and we did leave, he bought a drink for my friend's boyfriend. So the twin's boyfriend. I was like, here, buddy, cheers. And like, I wasn't even around. Like, he didn't even care.
Him. He's done with you.
Well, he shouldn't have gotten so drunk and gotten crazy. It was so awkward. Like, when someone is just...
Yeah. How do you do that when you're on a date with somebody, you act like a complete idiot or get so destroyed that what do you expect is going
to
happen?
And the comic actually, like, yelled at him. Like, knew. He's like, dude, you need to calm down, please. Like, it was trying to, like, make fun of him with it and make it part of his act.
But like, shut the F up.
Yeah, but it wasn't working.
I've had that happen, Sarah, too, where it's like, I was on a date with a girl and we had a few drinks. It was giggles back in those days.
Oh god.
And she started doing that thing where starts just talking to the comic like as if the comic is wanting to have a conversation with her.
Yeah.
And then commenting how she doesn't think certain things were funny and all this. And
right, yeah. And that's the worst part when you're like, that's not funny. And I'm like, oh no, just pretend it's funny and just laugh.
Right, or just not do anything.
Yeah, just shut up.
Just sit there. It's still better than reading.
Yeah.
Now, I can't remember, Steve, because I'm getting old, but was it you? I knew it was somebody on our show whose girlfriend ended up being part of this guy's comedy special.
That's a different girl, but yes, that was I seem to pick girls that like to talk to comics.
We're in the back.
Their show. But that made the special, and the comic loved it because it was like one of his favorite parts of the special that went on Comedy Central. But
because when it was just ridiculous.
Yes.
When it was happening, we're backstage, and Steve and I, we don't know this because we introduced the comic. He wanted us to be there because it was filmed in Seattle.
It was Kyle Cease.
Oh, that's right. It was Kyle.
It was Kyle Cease's son.
Kyle's doing his show, and he's got us introducing him, and so we're backstage, and we are hearing this woman just being an idiot, but we don't know it's Steve's girlfriend. We're like, gosh, why does somebody got to be so stupid?
She is guy so here? Annoying.
And I'm looking at BJ like, oh, there's always that one person that just wants to be a part of the comedy show. And we're just like, you got to be kidding me. And Kyle's handling it great. It was really, it was a funny piece, but I was just, and then we meet up later on with my girlfriend and her friend, and they're like, that was us. And they were excited about
it. Oh, no.
And I was just like,
embarrassed. Like,
and so, you know, we're working. We have a working relationship with Kyle. It's not like we're just some schmucks at a comedy show. And it's like, why can't the spouses understand that this is a job? That's when I banned all spouses from ever going anywhere with us. I just had enough.
And I was so mortified and I felt so bad. And then the next time we talked to Kyle, I'm like, man, I'm so sorry. And he's like, about what? And I explained the story. He goes, that's my favorite part of the comedy piece. I'm so happy that happened. And I was just like, oh, of course.
Bring her to every show.
Right. Just that becomes the awesome part. The part that was embarrassing.
You were the bigger man because I wouldn't have admitted that was my wife.
I felt bad.
I would have said, I don't know who that woman was, Kyle. I hope they took her out of there.
But the giggles one was I was sitting next to the person. And finally, after call and response moments, I said, like, let's just go. And she's like, why? I'm like, let's just go to another bar. This is not working. Because luckily, I didn't have to deal with any security because if anyone remembers giggles, there was no security.
Yep.
There was just the owner who was the door guy, the bartender, and also the security.
Yeah. So
if he was busy making a drink, all bets were off everywhere else.
Yeah, he was quite a gentleman, that guy.
And she left fine. She was like, okay, let's like.
Well, she was a little annoyed, but I mean, I'd rather get out of there with her annoyed with me than us getting kicked out of the damn place.
Yeah, she just like taped her mouth or something.
I didn't have any tape on me.
Oh, you don't carry that around with you?
No, sorry about that. What do you think?
This was before my fanny pack days.
Oh,
what do you think
darn.
His name is? Vicky? He didn't have that kind of stuff with him.
Hey. I don't carry tape around. It's a ball gag.
That's
get it right.
Point. Sorry about that.
This got weird. Yeah,
just slightly.
How about this person says, I had a girlfriend whose idea of a Christmas day was to get our hair and nails done. Yes, I'm a guy. That was the end of the relationship.
That's the date?
Getting hair and nails done?
Is that a test? Is that a test to see how cool the guy is? If he does it, then maybe he's a cool guy and he's worth another date. Whoever thinks that's a good idea to go do something like that with a dude on the first date? I could see doing it later on in the relationship, but on the first date?
What if she paid, stoked. Though? Right?
I would be stoked.
Yeah, hair and nails are expensive.
Yeah, I
get
wouldn't.
A nice
I'd
scalp
be pissed. It's like, what the hell? That's half of it's only good for me, and that half I don't even want.
I mean, maybe they can do your back hair.
I don't have that much back hair.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm more butter chest hair, sure.
Butter chest hair.
Okay, now, you know what? That's what you should do.
You should get
you go,
perm.
Oh, this is great, and get your butt waxed.
You braid my butt
right
hair.
There in the same joint, and then see where
and
that
prop
goes.
Prop the chair right in front of the person who took me on the date.
Exactly.
So they got to see what's up.
This is awesome.
Perm and
or
highlights.
Down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want frosted tips on these.
Yeah.
Butt hairs.
Delightful. Yeah, that I just don't know what people are thinking. And maybe it's me. Maybe I'm way out of touch. But who thinks these are good ideas? Mm. Who thinks the... And obviously with the texters saying that they're odd dates, who thinks it's a good idea?
Well, I mean, I've taken a dude out to a nail salon, but they loved it. But
on a first date?
No, these were guy friends. But I think once you try, you do love it. However, the weirdest date I was ever on, and it didn't have anything to do with anything sexual, was this guy's like, hey, come meet me at a bar. And I show up, and all of his friends, his circle of friends are there. There's probably like 15 people.
Wow.
I had never met the dude before in person.
What is that? What is that?
And he said, hey, if anybody asks, we met last week at a concert. And I didn't even know the band. I mean, it was fine. Like, we were all getting along. It was like we were having a great time. And then he had this one friend in the group that felt like he needed to be the alpha dog and just immediately started just bagging on me and just talking crap. Like, in front of everybody. And so he's like, are you trying to get up on all the, you know, big tonight? And I immediately looked at him and I said, well, that's why I'm not talking to you.
Oh, he mean like he thought maybe you might be just trying to get action with everybody.
With everyone.
So he's kind of insecure, dude.
Wow,
yeah.
That's
so he's
just
like you're trying to get up on all the big, you know, tonight. Right. And I'm just like, that's why I'm not talking to you.
Wow. And then how
shots
about the
fired?
How about the dude asking you to lie about how you met? Like, what difference does it make if you met last week or right now
or online? Yeah.
Jeez, that people are just stupid.
I think we've gotten past that now. I think there was a long period of time where people were embarrassed to say they met somebody online.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm more surprised when someone doesn't meet someone online.
Nowadays, it's rare. What, you met them in person?
And you just ask for their number right then and there?
What kind of old-fashioned fart are you?
Yeah, I think people would think I'm a stalker, because that's how I would
do
it.
Well, they do think you are, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, buddy.
Ask your daughter. You Facebook stalk people.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. How do you think you find out about stuff?
Yeah, he does.
You got to do what you got to do.
He creeps hella hard. Well, and then he gets confused, too, and then he has to ask questions, and then I have to creep more for him, so...
Yeah,
I got you, Dad.
It's a good stalking team.
Sarah, what does DTF mean, and why is your friend posting about that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No,
I
better stop following all of Sarah's friends, just because. It's just like, do you forget that I'm, you know, I've known you since you were like 8? I don't need to see those outfits. I don't, and why am I your friend? Why would you even friend me and then all of a sudden throw those pictures up there? What the hell's wrong with you?
How about this text? It says, my friend's girlfriend set me up on a double date. My date was, it was a blind date. So anywho, in the middle of dinner, I felt a foot under the table. That foot didn't belong to my blind date.
Oh, boy.
It was totally awkward. That foot was felt in my naughty area. Ha ha.
Whoa. What is that about?
Footsies.
We don't know who it was, though, do we?
Do you think it was an accidental thing?
Well, was it the girl or was it the guy?
Oh, I don't know.
See, that's the thing. It's like, who's putting the foot there? He didn't really say.
Well, this just got weirder.
I know. But
like dude foot on dude crotch?
Yeah, I need to know. That would be, it just depends on the seating arrangement. I'm assuming he was
start feeling to see if it's like high heels or like Nikes.
Yeah.
You're supposed to slip your shoe off.
That's what I
that
mean.
Would hurt. Yeah, so you wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know. And yeah, if it's a normal seating arrangement, your date and you are sitting on one side and they are on the other side, you could assume it's the girl, but it could be the dude.
Or if it's a circular table, things go like, you never know.
If it's a circular table, then we're talking about a whole different game.
Or like one of those like chop, chop, chop ones.
Oh, like a Benihana?
Yeah.
Oh.
Or the hibachi? Chop, chop, chop.
Yeah. How the hell do you put those things along? You're going to burn your foot on the grill if you try to do that.
It would take a lot of creativity.
You know what? You wouldn't even work on you because you'd be too busy just wanting to throw shrimp in your mouth.
Yes.
Yeah, you wouldn't care.
I love those places.
We've just gone from sex back to food because that's how Steve works. And speaking of food, have we all been eating hamburgers wrong for our entire lives? This could be big controversy, people. I'll tell you all about this at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another listener question. How do I rebuild my credit after filing bankruptcy?
You rebuild it, you know, one creditor at a time by making your payments on time on your rent or your mortgage, by continuing to make car payments on a car that you keep during your case. You can also, as I said, you can almost always get a credit card almost immediately after filing bankruptcy. Sometimes it's a secured card and it'll almost always have a really high interest rate on it, but you can get a small balance credit card and, you know, charge a tank of gas or a dinner once a month on that and make the payment, pay it off every month, and that'll help you build a credit history one creditor at a time and will help you rebuild your credit over time.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.